I'm gonna cut all this out. Oh. Just kidding. We'll leave it in. Okay.
We can leave it in for the YouTube.
And oh yeah, that's true. The cut YouTube it out could for get the audio.
This. Is it YouTube exclusive?
Yeah, why
You're
not?
You're on our YouTube exclusive.
All right, I don't know how far I'm in, so I'm just gonna love that corner. How about that? Right?
Yeah. Just okay.
Tilt it up and let me see.
Can you see what's going on?
I can see.
Yeah, am I in your frame.
Son if you of sit a, there, you're in. Yeah.
Son of a mother goat.
You're
okay,
in.
Okay, we did it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can someone pass my soda?
What? That is not possible.
My container of soda?
We have.
That's too cold for me to drink.
That is way too cold to drink.
But
okay,
I
guys.
Mean, I'm going to be thirsty.
We did it. We have a clean table thanks to Spencer.
Oh, it felt good.
You know, that's important when you have a podcast is to have a clean table.
Yeah, tell that to the past two episodes.
I kind of liked all the lights on the table. It was cozy.
We have to grow up and we have to evolve. Now, this one fell over the week.
I saw that, yeah.
I don't know. Ooh, there's heat coming.
My microphone. Oh, yeah, let me move my backpack so you can actually feel it. Because my backpack is my backpack's nice and toasty, but your legs are
now
cold.
I feel the heat.
Yeah, this microphone might fall. And that's okay. Because this is a real thing that we're doing.
I wish you would just work, table.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I was like, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm trying.
Welcome to We Stayed Late.
Hey, you did the intro.
I did. Yes. I was waiting for
somebody
like, you know
had
what?
To do it.
It's we my did. Turn.
I was going to keep ranting until the end. And then you could have said it. I'm just kidding. That was great.
So that was the podcast. Thank you so much for joining.
Yes, thank you. We said we were going to have a short one.
Yeah, that's true. We are going to have a short one this week because we're also doing a little fun thing that you'll see later.
Yes.
But first of all, I just want to let's just catch up because it's been a week. How are we feeling? How's everybody doing?
I'm just tired.
Yeah.
I'm just tired overall, but you know, it's all right. It's fine. I keep going. I'm like, I'm glad that I'm making a stable paycheck. That's how I'm feeling right now.
That is a luxury in some sense. How about you, Louise?
I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling anxious. But you know what? That's every day. And so it's just me handling those feelings. And so we're doing pretty good.
What can you talk about what you're feeling overwhelmed by?
Well,
if
a
you
lot
don't
of
have
things.
To, but if you want to, you can.
A lot of things. But I'll give you a taste of one of the things I'm dealing
Let's talk about it.
So as you know, I'm help run the studio at the office. And I'm in a place where I'm reorganizing everything. And then they just gave me the responsibility of cleaning out two storage units. Actually, like three or four.
Oh, I heard them talking about that.
I don't know if that sounds fun or horrifying.
Well, it's a little bit of fun. But the problem is that I'm a type of person that basically I want to just get it done right there and then. You know what I mean? I don't want to go home. I want to just spend the next 14 hours cleaning up and then having it over with. Because, you know, trying to spread it out over a couple days or even to next week gives me a panic attack.
Right.
You know, and so just to think of me like having to time manage all these different things and me knowing by the end of the day I'm not going to be done with this project is frustrating to me.
That's fair.
And so it's just, in the grand scheme of things, I'm okay. You know what I mean? And it's one of the smaller, unimportant things, but you know,
have you
does weigh on you of like, is today the day I'm going to finish? And then as you start working on it, something else pops up, you know, and someone like, hey, can I, you know, I need help with this editing thing or somebody, I'm speaking very generally,
you know what
I mean? Like just something I didn't plan. Somebody comes up and has something I didn't schedule for the day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that can ruin the flow and then I have to get back in the flow and then it's already the end of the day and I didn't get anything done. And now.
Yeah. And we're there 15 minutes past like when we needed to leave to get here. So that's why.
No, you're fine.
No, that's not. I wasn't worried about that. That's not.
Oh, I was.
Okay. That didn't work. That didn't bother me.
Okay.
It was. No. You're fine.
Okay.
I was talking about you. I knew we were doing that thing today.
Okay, cool.
Have you watched any Marie Kondo stuff yet?
Anna Marie.
I have.
What?
Okay. You'll enjoy it on Netflix. It's a Japanese lady who teaches people how to tidy up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like how to organize. So, cause I was going to ask you, I'm like, so when you're organizing the storage space, do you like pick things and you're like, does this make you feel joy? Whether or not
spark
to keep
joy.
It.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a,
but I like the idea of people doing that for work things. And it's just like, this does not spark joy and tossing it.
It's
essential piece that you need.
Yeah. Well, I think we are definitely in a place of like, get rid of it. We don't want it. We can always buy it if we do a new production because you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if y'all don't want that iPad anymore, just saying.
No, those are staying.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I try to keep the flow of the studio open, you know, like I there is an order to the chaos that's there, whether it's like you have an organic flow when you walk into the room,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, of course, I would rather move this table almost right next to the door because that I have room and space. But it doesn't feel good when you walk into the room.
Right. You don't want to mess up your feng shui.
Feng shui.
Yeah, there is a flow in feng shui to things when you take a corner and it's open. And then you enter almost into a new space when you go through like these, you know, two cabinets, you know, creating almost like a little room. So there is a part of like figuring out what do we need? How can I reorganize? What do I need to like move things and like, you know, reorganize and stuff? It's a process, but it's fine.
You'll get it done.
Yeah, I'll get it done. It's annoying. It's like a thing gnawing in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But it's fine. So that's where I'm at.
And
then I have other things in life.
Yeah, there's a whole other side of life that we're supposed to have.
You're right.
What?
The part where we actually live. we've forgotten about that part.
What?
I went and saw The Favorite. Has anybody seen The Favorite?
Was it good?
Hands up.
I have not seen it.
I've seen The Favorite.
Yeah, okay. So I want to hear your thoughts about it. It was so weird.
Yes.
But so good.
Yes.
I'm still trying to figure out how I feel.
Do you think it should win the Oscar?
No. But I think it's good it was nominated.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's very important that it was nominated.
Yeah.
You know? It was definitely somebody that it was the person who directed it, Yorgos, I forget his name.
Yeah.
He did The Lobster, right?
Mm-hmm. And then he did The Sacred Killing, The Killing of the Sacred Deer, which he wrote for both of those. And from this one, he didn't write. He had somebody else write it. So if you didn't like those movies, I say definitely try this one out. I feel like this one has a more kind of succinct storyline.
Yeah.
And things are a little bit more, you know, they make sense a little bit more.
But it's still weird.
It's still weird, but because...
it's shot weird.
It's shot weird, right. There are certain... But that's what I like. There's certain he's got a take on this movie. You know what I mean? And that's kind of the cornerstone of where he's kind of like bouncing off everything, which I really dig. Like, you definitely see a flavor that he's giving, and it's not something that's plain.
Yeah.
Which I totally dig. It's definitely one of those things where he's throwing something out there. And I think for me, I enjoyed that texture. You know what I mean? That weird, like, ominous feeling and that's an airplane.
Hold for plane. Just kidding.
I was gonna say, I'm like, can they pick that up?
Yeah, I think so, probably in the background.
And so, I don't know.
It shook the garage, so I hope.
Yeah, no, I thought the performances are great.
Performances were really great.
I felt like the landing, the ending landed for me. I thought it was done pretty cool. It was somebody who knows how to use the language of film.
Yeah.
And so in all those aspects, it's a good movie. And I think it's just if you like it or not. Do you like this flavor of the movie?
What's the log line?
The ending didn't really land for me.
Okay.
But
what's the log line for this?
It's definitely not like a stable landing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It leaves it ambiguous.
Like, just give me a sentence.
So the queen. The queen and her, what is it? Like her right hand?
Her right hand, yeah.
Have their lives upended when the cousin of that right hand shows up and attempts to become the queen's new right hand.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
But The Favorite takes on a whole different meaning about a quarter of the way through the film. When I saw the trailer...
Yeah. I didn't see it, so I don't know what...
I thought that the favorite, or even like just knowing the name.
Well, don't
of the
say
thing.
It. Don't say anything.
Yeah, I thought
spoil.
The favorite. Yeah, yeah. No, I thought The Favorite meant one thing, but then once we got into the film, it was like, oh shit, this means something very different from what I thought. Well, not very different, but like
the perspective of the favorite.
Yes,
shifts.
I like the idea that it just turns into, like, which animal. Like, in my head, I have no context, so it just turned into, like, this was a story about, like, these two dudes, but now it's actually about, like, which, like, animal is her favorite animal.
It's
like,
yeah,
she had, like, two dogs or something. She's like, which puppy do I want?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, because it's very strange, but it's not, yeah, it was really layered and interesting, and the performances were amazing. I thought that the the set design was some of the coolest
work
I've seen for a period piece. It was just so
And it really
cool.
helps with that wide angle that his bold choice.
Everything.
He does a lot of wide angles.
Yeah,
that gives room for you to see the scenery, for you to see the costumes.
Totally.
And just having that, it creates like this disorienting but like very cool picture.
Yeah.
You know?
The last time I really noticed set deck and art design, production design as much as this movie was The Imitation Game.
Yeah.
You guys seen that
movie? Yeah. It's very good.
It's about Alan Turing. It's definitely worth watching. It's a little bit slow, but it's about Alan Turing, who was the inventor of the Turing test, which was
basically the inventor of the computer.
They really fucked him over. That was a sad story.
But everything you have, your iPhone, it's based like...
It's like all... Yeah,
all thanks to him.
Roots are all come back to Alan Turing. But he was able to crack the Nazi code. That was sort of the spoilers for Alan Turing, the historical figure. But yes, he was also
because he was gay, they like really fucked him over at the
end.
That's kind of what
they explore in the movie is like the dissonance between the brilliance he had and how he was treated by people because of who he was, and the relationship that he pretended to have with this woman in order to keep it under wraps.
And I think you were mentioning just like the set and then the costumes. We got to really explore new looks because it was mostly a female-driven movie.
Yes.
You know, and so we got to see them wear certain things due to their, like, whatever their...
In The Favorite,
right. Whatever role they play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And one of the characters, her role changes throughout the movie. So you get to see her change, like, that's reflected through her costumes. And
now I'm intrigued. You have costume changes. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, and
you're like, oh yeah, I guess that did. What people did wear that, you know? You just didn't. I don't know.
That what was it? Lace over the face at one point.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
And then she was dressed like a pirate at one
point. Yeah, it was when they were shooting out in the field.
Yeah,
that was what hit me because it was so like cool. I think it was black. It was like a black.
And then the hat.
I love having zero context. I'm like, what the fuck?
And the hat was like a pirate's hat.
Yeah.
Oh, she looked fucking cool.
But it's just things like that. If you sit back, you're like, oh, yeah, I guess, you know, a person of this status would possibly wear that.
Yeah.
And you don't get to see that all the time because they're usually like, you know, not lead characters.
Yeah. And so for having three women be the lead.
Yeah.
It's
cool.
Pretty cool. It's pretty cool, especially in that time period. But anyway, that was what kind of got me excited. I came out of that movie wanting to make movies.
So that's
It's a cool one. But I wanted to answer. There were some questions that got posted, so I wanted to pull one of those up because we haven't answered it. Well, we answered one question last time, but I wanted to answer one of those. Sort of the opposite. TK asks, what show/movie have you watched that made you feel as if you wasted your time? I don't usually like to talk about things we don't like because, like, the world's too short to talk about things that you know, are bad. But sometimes it's those things you watch that just make you feel like you wasted your time.
Most recently, because I like watching a lot of, like, cooking travel shows on Netflix while I draw because it's, like, something where I can look up but it doesn't distract me too much.
Sure.
And there was one where it's just like, it's like two British dudes who their whole gimmick is that they're like hairy and ugly and they're going around.
Okay.
Like their whole show is they're going around Asia, different parts of Asia, like learning about the food, using like eating. But they were so like, it felt weirdly like imperialist. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because they're two British dudes and they're going to all these Asian countries and they're like talking about how their Asian food in the UK was like trying to find the roots of what they ate, where it came from. And like, so there's parts of it that was interesting, but the whole time I was just like, this feels gross for so the way it's either shot or talked about. Like, I don't know. Like these, it did not feel like showing an appreciation for food and culture. More it felt like I don't know, otherizing people. Like, it didn't feel right while watching it, and like I gave one episode a go and I started the second one and I was just like, man, I should have turned this off within like the first 10 minutes, because I knew within the first 10 minutes I was like, this doesn't feel right. And I was like, well, maybe it'll turn around and I'll give it a shot. And I was like, nah. There's other food shows. And it was a bummer because it was just like, oh, I want to watch, like, I love watching, like, people go to different countries and when they like really dive deep into like
the culture and stuff.
The culture and like street food and things like that. But yeah, it was felt very othering and I was just like, I don't like
that
this.
That feels weird. Yeah,
I guess
that can
I'll have to look out for
it
that.
It can get real weird not when you it.
There's so many good food shows. That's the thing. It's just like I think I'm like running out, so I'm hitting like the bottom of the barrel.
Did you ever watch Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah. So I'd watch
I've
him sporadically.
I've never watched him. But I've heard that he's amazing.
He's fantastic. He's just a really good storyteller while he travels to these places, and he doesn't ignore politics. He doesn't ignore the history. He'll like make it a point to bring it up. If you ever watch the one where he goes to Vietnam or Cambodia, holy shit, it's just like you're learning about this food, but you're also learning, like, I kind of learned more about the Cambodian War through Anthony Bourdain.
Right.
That's cool.
Versus, like, anything I learned in history class.
Yeah.
Just because he, like, went there and talked about it and, like, then, like, showed the food and, like, but also showed the results of, like, what happened. And it was, like, very, like, oh, I appreciate and dig this. And then he's also very honest about food. Like, when he went to India and, like, it was a lot of vegetarian food because, you know, it's mostly yeah. vegetarian country. But he was just like, I'm really craving some meat right now. Like, he went out of his way to find a place that, like, still served meat. But, like, it was like, he's like, this is, you can find it, you know, like, and, but, like, just the way he, like, explored it. But he was just, I liked his, like, candor about, like, he's like, this is the best place to have vegetarian food. Truly. It really is. But he's like, I really want to eat meat right now. He was just like, okay.
He's channeling me. That's how I feel all the time. Over the holidays, I saw The Grinch, the new Grinch movie.
Oh, really?
New Grinch movie?
I did not see that
no,
movie.
Cause
the animated one?
Because it's the same story.
I thought it was going to be kind of good.
I wanted to see it because it was Benedict Cumberbatch, and I'm a fan of his. I like his voice. So,
what happened? Why wasn't it good? What did they do wrong that
did
made it not
good? Did they change the story at all, or was it
no?
Just
it was a waste of it wasted my time. I did. There was nothing changed.
Nothing.
And also,
yeah,
it wasn't
changed.
As good.
It's just the Grinch.
Was
yeah.
there any flavor to it? Was it just
no?
It was just.
Does
no,
he
it
sing
was
the song? Does
no.
he sing the mean one, Mr. Grinch?
No.
Song? Oh, but his voice is so deep.
But
he
starts off
it.
As a little baby.
Yeah, but it's just not. It's
there's
just,
a you, baby Grinch.
Yeah, have you not seen that? Those no. posters where he's like he gets meaner, and he's just like a little cute little Grinch. That's the poster.
Yeah, it is a poster.
Oh, I never saw that one.
In the movie, nothing else happens than what... I mean, I know that...
What?
Like, there's literally... He's like, it's the same story that we see every time.
Right.
The who... He's like, wants to take
yeah.
Christmas from the Who's.
Yeah, he wants to take Christmas from the Who's, and Cindy Lou Who teaches him, and his heart grows...
And his
heart
grows three sizes, yeah.
You know, it's like... I just felt like it... Again, it wasn't a bad movie. Like, for kids that haven't seen... For people that haven't seen the original Grinch... It's probably
that's,
a fine movie.
Yeah, that's for them. That's
not the original Grinch. I grew up. I didn't really like the original Grinch.
You didn't
the Jim
like the original?
Yeah, it's fine. But the Jim Carrey Grinch was like a.
You know what it
was
is?
Like
this
bonkers.
Is the this is the generational gap right here.
Yeah.
This is the 10-year age difference that's happening.
The Jim Carrey one was just bananas, and that's what I liked about it. He was just like unabashedly awful.
See, I didn't like. Not that I didn't like the Jim Carrey. The Jim Carrey one was fine, but I was just like, oh, like they had to stretch the cartoon into a movie, and that's how they did it.
Yeah.
But for me, I always liked the cartoon because that's like growing up and watching all the Christmas cartoons. So I was like, okay. So when they made the CGI one, I was just like, oh, I bet this is exactly like the original cartoon,
right?
But they just updated it so like current new parents and stuff could be like, oh, I could finally show the cartoon Grinch I grew up with, but like for updated.
Yeah, and I grew up with that one, and this one I think was not, it didn't do anything different. And also, I feel like it didn't do anything, and I feel bad saying that, because, like, people worked really hard on that movie.
It
looks
studio,
wasn't for you.
It looks beautiful. It also is for children, you know?
Do you think the studio had its hand in it? Is it?
I don't think that anybody set out to do anything that was any different.
Yeah.
I think
it
they were
just
like, oh, we own the Grinch. We should probably remake this right now.
Safe. Yeah. And again, it's not my demographic. So like we went to it because it was over Christmas break and there were no other movies. We'd seen all the movies.
Right.
And I have a pass, so I might as well go see movies. And we're like, oh, we'll go see the Grinch. It'll be a good time. It was, I almost fell asleep. It wasted my time.
Well.
Sadly, it wasted my time. Do you have anything that wasted your time?
You know, the only thing I can think of is Legally Blonde, Red, White, and Blonde.
Oh, I've never watched that one.
I remember that was a long time ago.
I watched it.
I did not like it. But, you know, that's it.
I grew up with Miss Congeniality, and I loved that
Ooh,
movie.
Ooh, I loved that movie. Miss Congeniality
was good.
That was a rewatch.
Well, what's her favorite date? what was her favorite? April what?
Oh, I forget.
It was like April 23rd. It was like April 23rd or April 24th, where it was just like not too hot, not too cold.
That's right. Yes,
it's the perfect date. And I was just like, hell yeah, that makes sense.
There's a character in the movie named Eric Matthews.
Eric Matthews? Uh-huh. That's a good name.
And
I like that
it's
name.
The same name as the person in Boy Meets World. So to
me, that tripped me out.
I was like, whoa, there can only be one Eric Matthews. But yeah, no, I think that was like my second or third DVD that I had.
Really?
Miss Congeniality.
What was the first DVD you had?
It was Shanghai Noon.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Shanghai Noon, I think, was the first one I had.
I don't remember. Mine was just some Disney movie, because I would collect Disney VHSs, so I think once DVDs started happening, I would just buy the DVD version then.
I'm trying to remember what mine was, my first DVD.
But
do you remember your first CD?
Oh, you know what I think it was, my first DVD? It wasn't mine, but it was the first one that we owned in the house. It was, I think it was Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, that's great. That's solid. Solid
choice.
That
was another movie I rewatched a lot.
Yeah.
You know what, that intro, I think I've talked about it in this podcast.
I don't think so. Gone in 60 Seconds? That's a deep
cut. Yeah, that's a deep cut. Yeah, I don't know.
Deep cut? Okay. What? Okay. that intro where it's like, bring Sally up and bring Sally down.
Yeah.
And it's going through the titles and it's like, it speeds up and then slows down.
Yeah.
That was the first time I saw that, and I was like, holy shit, before like Zack Snyder did
it. Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, that's cool.
Yeah.
I want to do something like that. And then just how they like whipped through everything, really cool.
You're talking about the speed ramps.
The speed ramps.
Yeah. So cool.
Solid cage movie.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Mandy?
No, I've heard good things.
I want to see it.
I've heard really good
things. It's on Hoopla.
It's on Hoopla?
Yeah. I just got on Hoopla.
You did? Isn't Hoopla amazing? Okay, so we
once
talked about Hoopla before.
No,
but
what's Hoopla?
We're going to share Hoopla again because Hoopla is magical. Although I don't know if it's only for LA.
I don't know what Hoopla is at all, so we have not talked about
this. Let's talk about Hoopla. So Hoopla is a... This keeps breaking.
This is
not a good situation.
What is going on? I feel like this was stable a couple... The thing that's holding the mic is falling apart.
You know, it's just my life. Hoopla is a service that you can sign up for with your library card. At least in LA County you can.
Oh.
And so you use your library card, you get a library card, and pro tip if you're in LA and maybe if you're
get a library card. You have access to so much stuff.
And I don't know
what
else
do you get if I have a library card.
I've subscribed to the Mango app service, which is a language learning program, and that's what I've been using to help learn Japanese. It's actually useful. It's like a straight up like learn a language program. Conversationally, anyway.
I think you shift this microphone to another because it looks like it's bending the bottom of this table.
Really?
You feel that?
Oh yeah.
Maybe
is.
If you go to another like
section. Okay, I'm gonna try that in a minute. With a library card and in the LA County Library, and I don't know if it's the same elsewhere, but you don't have to go into the library. You can go online and be like, hey, give me a library card, and they'll literally just send you a number via email.
I have the Burbank Library, so I'm not even in LA.
Yeah.
I have my NoHo library card.
So, you use that number, you log on to Hoopla, and you can also use it for Lynda.
Yeah. You get free Lynda.
So Lynda's really great, too. Lynda, it's for learning stuff. But Hoopla is a service where you can download movies, audiobooks, regular books, like electronic books, and comics.
Comics.
Yeah, and so that's how I've been reading comics is through Hoopla because it's free.
That's pretty much what it is because Doom Patrol's coming out.
Yes. Oh,
and
so good.
First off, shout out to Gerald Way.
Yeah.
He's getting two comic book series coming out almost the day after the other. He has Umbrella Academy coming out on the 14th, I believe, on Netflix. And then he has Doom Patrol on DC Universe.
So cool.
So I'm reading Doom Patrol now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I just read the first episode. I just read the first comic. And then,
the first
The
first book.
The
first...
Because the book has six comics in it. Six issues.
The trade paperback, yeah.
Yeah, so I just finished the first one, the first issue of that part, but I'm still not done.
Oh, you just finished the first issue.
Issue one.
Oh man.
Six issues.
So yeah, I remember that. So oh yeah, you're there.
This part.
Yeah. Okay. So with a brick. So describe the scene.
This scene is out of context with the rest of what was happening.
Right. So there is a man laying on the ground with a brick.
He's dead.
He's dead. But we're unsure who he is.
And the brick says, "I'm sorry."
So good. Doom Patrol is one of my favorite comics I've ever read. The new one, this one this that you're reading one, yeah. right now. I read the first issue and was incredibly confused and then gave up on it because I was like, this is just weird. Like, this just doesn't make any sense.
This guy pops out of Burrito Land?
Yeah.
Or Falafel Land?
Falafel, yeah, yeah. whatever it is. Then I read the...
Is this guy dead?
You know.
okay, I feel like when I read this part, I was like, they just played it off so coolly, like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah,
we're gonna continue our lives. So
you'll get used to it. But as you read more of the issues, as you read all of the trade paperback, things become clear, and it became one of my favorite comics yeah. because it was able to take me from completely not understanding anything that's happening to like blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll need to check that out.
Really, really good. But Hoopla gives you free access to all those yeah. things. We're not sponsored by Hoopla, but this episode brought to you by not Hoopla.
And it does and it has like Spider-Man too since yeah. like, so if you're into Spider-Man after watching Into the Spider-Verse,
yeah.
go in there and
it has a bunch of really cool stuff. It has a lot of Image stuff, which I really like. That's like my favorite line. But Doom Patrol is definitely one you should check out if you haven't checked it out yet. It's very, very good. But go join Hoopla and you can get it for free.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. They have so many things. And they have Mandy.
They have Mandy.
Which
that's
I
what
I
was
watch.
Yeah, the movie.
But yeah, I'm a big fan of Hoopla and I'm going to use it to watch Mandy. I want to see what else. There was something else on there that was really good.
They have something with Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, they have the Hamilton
one shot to Broadway. What does this mean?
I think it's like a documentary about the making of it.
I thought it was the actual show.
No. Otherwise, I would have watched that a long time ago.
Yeah, so they have video, music, books. They have television shows. They have audiobooks, and they have comics. But yeah, Umbrella Academy is coming out, so if you wanna go watch that, they have or read that before it comes out. Volume 1 is up there as well. Old Man Logan is on there. Like, there's some really good stuff. There's even indie stuff. Like, Sheets is on there. Spider-Gwen Saga is on there. Saga's
nice.
Really good.
Oh, I did see Saga on there. Yeah, I want to get into that.
Anyway, we're going to need to wrap up because we're at 30 minutes and
yes.
we got stuff to do.
We got
yeah.
stuff to do.
Also, it's cold.
Also, it is very cold. Well, this heater's sort of helping. But you can find me at Spencer Stark on Twitter and on Instagram.
You can find me on Luby12, L-E-W-I-12 on Instagram.
There you go.
You could find me on Twitter as StarlineX and on Instagram as Starline.
And go read Ruby, RubyWhipple.com.
Yes, please.
RubyWhipple.com.
And subscribe to the YouTube channel where you can see video of everything. And we even recorded some like pre nothing exciting but fun things.
Just set up stuff
before. So you'll get that special
sneak
peek. I
kind of like that exclusive content.
I do too. Yeah.
All right.
So you can go check that out on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And then
tune in a couple days
because in a couple days I have a Kickstarter launching for Icarus. It is a game about how great civilizations collapse. Mm-hmm. It's a storytelling game. We're about to record a little sneak preview of what that game is like. So
hype.
But it launches on February 11th. So this will go up a little bit before that.
Yes.
Just
watch out.
Right. So on Monday. If you are willing and able, I think that there's going to be a $5 digital package.
Ooh.
Which is cheap.
That's pretty cool.
$5 and you get the game digitally. And then for the hard copy, I think it's going to be $35.
That's not bad,
which is
folks.
Not bad. You get 24. You get a pack of custom die. You get a deck of 52 cards. You get a book. So there's a bunch of stuff, and it's going to be good. So.
Woo.
So anyway, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I'm glad you guys do the things now.